Frühlingsbett.
Whatever do you mean with such a silly question? Of course you are my pet. You summoned me. Yes, you read the book, did you not? The Necronomicon? What? Just a bit of light reading? A Necronomicon is light reading for you? Oh, well, I'm glad to not have such a dumb servant then. It means you'll be able to make the most of my abilities. How did I just whisper in your ear while standing in front of you? Were you too busy staring at my body to notice the pseudopods by your ears? Now you see. Yes, I'm speaking through those. I can do more than speak with them too. They're fully functioning mouths. You look tired, pet. Why not have a seat? I can materialize the most comfortable chair you can imagine. Sit. 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 Yes, just like that. What a good pet. So obedient. Don't worry, it doesn't hurt me in the least. Quite the opposite. Just touching you is, oh, it gives me so much pleasure and feels like madness. I can even sit in your lap, human, if that's what it takes to convince you to understand who exactly it is that you're dealing with. Are you comfortable, pet? You really can't tell it's different from a normal chair, can you? I can certainly get more creative in the future, but I thought I'd be nice and take it easy for you to start. Why don't you tell me what sort of body you like in a human girl? Really? How rude. No, I don't mind at all. Now you have a girl with your dream body sitting in your lap. And you so obviously enjoyed it when it licked your ears. Why don't we do that again? I just want you to understand the benefits of having me as your mistress. And you know what? Unlike a normal girl, I'm not limited to licking one ear at a time. I can lick both ears at once. I can even kiss you while I do this all over your body even. You can enjoy feeling my breasts pressed against you. Why don't you give me a hug, servant? Feel how warm I am wrapped around you like this. I can be as soft or as firm as you like. The perfect ideal mistress for you. don't mind that your hands are wandering. I made this body for you to worship it. It all feels so equally, maddeningly pleasurable. Don't look so surprised, my pet. I feel like you've been underestimating me. You didn't notice till the last second that I took your pants off without you even needing to adjust your body. Of course I noticed how hard you are. Just relax, Pat. Such an eager, needy thing you are. I'm just taking it slow. Showing you the benefits of accepting me as your mistress. No. I didn't move my hips yet, human. Oh, look at you, bucking up into me. You don't need to. Just savor the feeling of the most perfect pussy you'll ever experience about to envelop your cock. All without either of us moving. Did you know I can position myself to let you look at any part of my body while I do this? You have such a cute, confused look on your face, my darling. Don't try to comprehend it. Your small human mind can't. What am I doing now? I'm milking your cock. What did you think that hot, wet, tight feeling on your cock was all of a sudden? I can make it feel like any speed, too. Any depth. As tight as I want. As wet as I want. There's no such thing as too wet. I can drive you crazy, Pat, with the pleasure. Are you capable of comprehending that, at least? Look at you nod so eagerly, adorable little human. And I can still let you enjoy ear licking while I milk your cock. Your cock feels so nice inside of me, Pet. I know it's good for you, but it's even better for me. Taking what I want. What you're feeling now. Is what I've been feeling since you sat down in that chair. I want you to be my pet, my eternal servant, so that I can always feel this way. I want someone else in the cosmos to understand the kind of pleasure that I feel. And you were lucky enough to summon me and be chosen. Every little caress is like an orgasm for me. Every time you touch part of my body, every time I lick your ears, every time you squeeze my boobs or my hips or my butt, and my actual orgasms. Well, you're about to see what those are like. I think you waited long enough. As long as you can. You're really inside me now, pet. No more concepts. Don't worry. It won't be for very long. I wonder if you'll be driven mad. Just the right amount of friction. The perfect grip. The perfect speed. And you get to enjoy having your ears licked while I do it. Your mind was torn apart there. Well, that was satisfying. I guess you'll have the opportunity to worship and serve me forever then. I promise you, my little plaything, this was just the beginning. You live on a little placid island of ignorance in the mists of pink seas. Of infinite pleasure. Some humans say it was not meant that you should voyage far. I say, that's just a lot of fancy sounding nonsense. Now, just lie back as the chair becomes a bed. Are the pillows and blankets cozy, pet? Good. I can make the thread count anything you want, of course. Get some sleep for now, though. I want you to recover